Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting weekly happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is challenging members of the private sector to help spur economic growth by expanding their operations. Mrs. Simpson Miller says recent reductions in international oil prices are expected to yield major savings in both energy and transportation costs. And when paired with Jamaica's improved rankings in ease of doing business, it is clear that the business climate in Jamaica is ripe for investment.
I want to commend those companies that have found it possible and important to pass on some of those cost reductions through lower prices to our consumers. Some companies might choose to reinvest some of their cost savings to expand production and to create jobs. I commend those companies that are expanding and creating more jobs due to the current energy savings.
The Prime Minister's comments followed a tour of manufacturing and distribution company LASCO's new liquid manufacturing plant last Wednesday. LASCO has invested over $2 billion to expand its production capacity at its facility in White Marl, St. Catherine, resulting in the creation of 300 new jobs. Prime Minister on Thursday participated in the 35th National Leadership Prayer Breakfast at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. At the event, Mrs. Simpson Miller gave the scripture reading, taken from Jeremiah 29, verses 7, 10, and 13. She also called on the nation's people to work together to help rebuild the nation. The proceeds of this year's prayer breakfast will go towards helping victims of human trafficking rebuild their lives. This aspect of the project is being overseen by the Ministry of Justice and the United Church in Negril. Prime Minister Simpson Miller hosted a special reception for national sporting icons Nicholas the Axeman Walters and Aaliyah Atkinson at her official residence, Vale Royal, on Wednesday. The ceremony sought to recognize both athletes for their recent accomplishments. Walters defeated Filipino fighter Nonito Donaire last October to claim the World Boxing Association's Featherweight Super Championship title. Atkinson in December became the first African-American woman to equal the world record in the 100-meter breaststroke at the FINA World Short Course Championships in Doha, Qatar. The Prime Minister described both athletes as fine examples of the indomitable spirit and resilience of Jamaica's people.
I want to commend you, Aaliyah, not only for your physical performance, but also for your positive attitude and commitment at all times. You are a true example of perseverance and consistency. When you speak of fighting spirit, the name that immediately comes to mind is Nicholas the Axeman Walters.
Mrs. Simpson Miller also encouraged youngsters across the island to use Atkinson and Walters as examples of what can be accomplished through dedication and perseverance. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has given a commitment to help upgrade the facilities of the Job Walters Boxing Gym in Anchovy, St. James, the base of national boxing icon Nicholas the Axeman Walters. Minister Nita Headley says she has been instructed by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller to ensure that the gym, currently operated outdoors, is transformed into a more suitable facility as soon as possible.
She's asking me to collaborate with the Member of Parliament and the Sports Development Foundation to make sure that in the shortest possible time, that gym, which has produced a WBA champion, becomes a real gym.
The minister was speaking at the special reception for Aaliyah Atkinson and Nicholas Walters at Vale Royal on Wednesday. That's it for this week's program. I'm Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.